As Turkey's rhetoric grows ever more heated against European governments, it's given a boost to European Union solidarity. For preventing his officials from campaigning for him in their cities, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has lashed out at both Germany and the Netherlands, using the slurs Nazis and fascists. And now he's even accused Dutch peacekeepers of slaughtering Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica in 1995. European Council President Donald Tusk expressed frustration to the European Parliament Wednesday.
The Netherlands is Europe. And today I want to say that Europe is the Netherlands, a place of freedom and democracy. And for sure, Rotterdam, the city of Erasmus, brutally destroyed by the Nazis, which today has a mayor born in Morocco. If anyone sees fascism in Rotterdam, they are completely detached from reality.
Tusk even repeated his comments in Dutch. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker was similarly outraged.
I was scandalized by what was said coming from Turkey, on the Netherlands, on Germany, and on others. I will never accept this comparison between the Nazis and the now governments. You know, my home country, Luxembourg, was occupied by the Nazis. Our people were suffering. My father was forced into the German army together with his three brothers. If you are establishing a comparison of that period with our times, this is totally unacceptable.
Juncker raised the point that this kind of hateful rhetoric does not sound like a country that wants to join the EU, alluding to the elephant in the room, Turkey's technically pending membership application to the bloc. Across town at NATO, however, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has a more difficult situation, as Turkey already is a member. While initially calling it a bilateral issue, this is not the kind of fighting Stoltenberg wants NATO allies to be doing. He says NATO has enough on its plate with fighting Islamic State, deterring further Russian aggression, and battling cyber attacks.
We should be focused on the threats and the challenges we see from outside the alliance and everything that unites us, instead of focusing on issues that divide us.
But the protest of ethnic Turks in Rotterdam over the weekend, after two Turkish ministers were refused the right to head up a rally there, made clear those divisions can't be papered over. Stoltenberg acknowledged this escalation had prompted him to put in calls to both governments, urging them to calm down.
Robust debate is part of our democracy, but at the same time, mutual respect is important.
But Erdogan's comments have become more accusatory by the day. Carnegie Europe scholar Mark Perini, who was the EU ambassador in Ankara from 2006 to 2011, says he doubts Brussels' calls for calm will be heeded.
Turks know very well the history of Europe and know very well the impact of the word Nazi. So that is deliberate. The immediate consequence is that this is plunging the personal relationship between Turkish president and his European counterparts into ice-cold water for quite a bit of time.
Perini says it's no coincidence Erdogan is dispatching his ministers to try to rally Turkish voters in the Netherlands, France, and Germany, where millions of Turkish expatriate votes are at stake in Turkey's April 16th referendum, and which also have their own critical election campaigns.
They know that by bringing such a fierce narrative, they're going to trigger adverse narrative from the populist parties there, and that will feed the nationalist debate in Turkey. This is exactly what Erdogan needs, because his only allies are the nationalists. His margin of maneuver for this referendum is basically to say, we are under threat. Look at all these adverse countries and people.
Perini notes the irony of the Turkish leader complaining he's not being given the right to freedom of speech in Europe, as he wants to use it to campaign for consolidating his power at home into an even more repressive regime. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.